Warning. The contents of this podcast should be carefully controlled and should not be allowed to come into unauthorized hands. The purpose of this episode is to characterize the Simple Sabotage Manual, to outline its possible effects, and to present suggestions for inciting, executing, or preventing it.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Seriously.
Wrong.
And it sounds right.
Wrong.
I made a mistake.
Wrong.
Wrong. Completely wrong.
Wrong. Seriously.
Wrong.
No, seriously.
This episode brought to you by enormous blood-soaked machines of death that rain terror on the people and destroy lives and the environment, being defeated by a handful of pebbles, salt, and string.
Isn't it kind of beautiful, that million-dollar piece of murder machinery being destroyed by the small, the humble, the sweet, pebbles, salt, and string?
No, no, my beautiful machine of ultimate death, destroyed by the humble and small. How can this be? No, no, no.
Enormous blood-soaked machines of death that rain terror on the people and destroy lives and the environment, being defeated by a handful of pebbles, salt, and string. Today's sponsor of Seriously Wrong.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Seriously Wrong, the podcast.
We are your humble hosts, each more humble than the last.
Getting more humble every day. Just, it's a humble tumble. Tumbling towards increased humbleness.
Right. And people sometimes say, well, that's an incredible tumble you got there. And we say, well, really? You think so? That means so much. But I don't know if I agree.
I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say that. But
if you think so, then that's
appreciated. So this episode. So this episode, we're talking about the Office of Strategic Services Simple Sabotage Manual, which is something that was declassified by the CIA in 2008 and has become somewhat infamous in online left communities because, it contains a variety of information. It contains around 200 points of information about how to do sabotage. But in particular, there's one section that is really fascinating if you've ever participated in a sort of like a communist organization or an anarchist organization, which is like ways of disrupting meetings and conferences. And you see that section pulled out a lot on Twitter and stuff like that. So that's kind of how I became aware of this existing. I think I first saw it around Occupy. But we've read the document. We've made some notes on the document. We want to discuss this OSS Strategic Sabotage Manual. And going into it, I mean, the reputation that I had from it that was this was a description of how to be disruptive at meetings. This was a way of disrupting organizations.
And this is how like the CIA infiltrates this is how the feds or the CIA are going to infiltrate your leftist activist group and disrupt it and cause trouble. And
yeah, that's kind of the reputation. And so I was surprised to just see how much practical advice for industrial sabotage is in this document.
Yeah, the vast majority of the advice is like very specific things about
how to burn down factories and make tanks seize up and shit like that.
Yeah, like what can you pour into a gas tank to make it not work anymore? You know, sugar, urine, water. There's all kinds of things you can put into a gas tank, according to this manual, to make it not work. Or like, how do you make lubricant not lubricate anymore? Put some sand in there, some emery filings. I don't even know what emery is, but
it's a type of gritty rock,
right? Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, they said to get it from like a knife sharpening thing if you don't have it. And yeah, I was like, oh, sure, I don't know. But it was kind of like it's weird to say, but it was kind of inspiring in a way. Like we were just talking about on our episode about violence, that there are means of self-defense where you don't necessarily have to do violence back. And like just seeing all these ways where you can do something small, like slip some grit, some emery filings into the lubrication things of some machine and cause the machine to seize up. It's just like, it's like this very subtle little thing you can just do that can cause a very large effect or can completely stop this big machine in its tracks. acts through this like very subtle, very targeted action. It's yeah, kind of inspiring.
No, yeah, there's a beautiful metaphorical. Yeah, and I didn't expect to find this at all in this document either. But yeah, just thinking about in the context of, you know, ongoing wars and like there's machines, blood-soaked machines of death run by inhuman, massive social structures that are just like raining death and devastation on human beings and the environment. And the thought that a person of conscience who disagrees with the direction of the machine using simple publicly available tactics that were put together by an early incarnation of the CIA for dealing with the Nazis, actually. The fact that you can have something so big and so powerful that's designed to kill, it's designed to kill you, and that someone in the process of managing that machine, motivated by their conscience, could drop sand or pebbles in the right place and as a result shut down this million-dollar machine of death.
Yeah, reading it, you can really kind of get behind it. You're like, yeah, fuck those Nazis. Do break their machines. In general, I'm against breaking machines, and there is like a little bit of...
Depends on the machine, but...
Yeah.
There's like some machines which are so horrific in there, like a baby crushing machine. I think you're completely justified to try to shut down at all costs.
Well, even that, I'm like, maybe the baby crushing machine can be repurposed into crushing something that we want to crush. I don't know.
Like melons.
Yeah, exactly.
To make melon juice.
Yeah, create melon juice. I love that.
It's baby melon crushing machine. It would just pull off the baby crushing machine sticker that says melon juicer underneath. Can't believe we destroyed this. What a waste. That combination is deadly to a military operation. It really is.
Yeah, no, there's lots of great social stuff. Even just like telling people who are calling your boss that he's not there or that he's on the line with someone else when he is there. If you know, especially if you know it's an important caller, or they're like misfile essential document or create duplicate files. So then put the file in the wrong place so that people won't be able to find it.
Yeah, if you work for the train, then sell more than one train ticket to the same seat to start an argument and make the train not run on time.
Yeah, or mix up people's tags for their luggage so that they end up at the wrong station at the end, so that the officers or the military personnel or whatever don't have their luggage. Just like making life hell for these people in any possible way that you can.
Yeah, I mean, it's so, like, if you imagine yourself as someone who's at war with a genocidal maniac and stuff, then all this stuff is obviously justified.
Yeah.
But you think about it in, like, how that affects people's lives and stuff. Like the vision of this document is that, like, together, a bunch of people doing small little things to piss each other off can make life hell for everyone and can make someone lose a war.
Right.
And like that, it's just,
yeah, there's something, yeah, I keep saying inspiring. There's something inspiring about that.
Yeah. Like, there's this cherub like whimsy to it. So let's talk about this notorious section. So under point 11, general interference with organizations and productions, section A, organizations and conferences, there's 8 suggestions on how to be socially disruptive in a seemingly patriotic way. This is the stuff that people are like, that sounds like my left-wing, that sounds like my left-wing conference. That sounds like my party meeting for my socialist party.
Sounds
like the DSA.
You sent me an article about this first that focused on this section before I read the full document. And just, yeah, reading these 8 points, I was like, I haven't been in a ton of like leftist organization spaces, but when I was at Occupy and I went to a General Assembly, I only went to one. I was like, yeah, I feel like people were doing these things, probably not on purpose, not saying they were feds, but just I get why leftists see this and be like, oh, this is a document for how to disrupt left-wing organizations, because I've seen people do this shit.
I saw someone say on Twitter, they're like, if I see people doing this, you know, I know that they're a fed. And it's like, well, you're not really...
You can't, it doesn't work backwards like that.
Which see, that's like that's part of the whole brilliance of the document is that these are things that people actually do. And then if you do it intentionally, you can fuck shit up. But people do it unintentionally every day. So you don't actually know that someone's a fed. They might just be kind of a schmuck.
Yeah.
Or they might have a good point some of the time.
Yeah, yeah. That's the other thing is that like not all these things are bad. Never doing any of these 8 things, if your organization had a policy against it, would also be bad. Like, yeah, it's worth going over these 8 points in detail, I think. Number one is insist on doing everything through, quote, channels. Never permit shortcuts to be taken in order to expedite decisions. And now it's time for the old leftist meeting getting disrupted by the Simple Sabotage Manual, specifically Section 11A, Parts 1 through 8, and Section 12, Parts A, B, C, D, and I, sketch.
All right, let's call this meeting to order. Our first discussion today is on the color of the pamphlets. Now, it seemed like the majority of us would like to go with a deep and fiery red, a nice leftist red. But a few holdouts are requesting that we consider a smooth blue. We got a lot of things to get through today, so can we just get this out of the way with a quick vote? I move that we commit to the deep and fiery red as the color of the pamphlet. Can I get a seconder?
I second.
Oh, can I just interrupt for a second here? I'm curious, do we know for sure that we have the jurisdiction to make this decision on the pamphlet color? I'd like to amend the motion to first consult with our leftist partners in our Confederation of Leftists, the international community, and others on whether or not the smooth blue or fiery red would be most appropriate.
I agree, we should do things through the proper channels. We shouldn't be expediting decisions for some sort of unleftist, unradical simplicity. I second the motion to amend the motion, although I think I might want to haggle a bit on some of the specific wording of that resolution, if you don't mind. You said you wanted to refer to the Confederation of Leftists and the international community and so on. I'd like to expand that to a broader consultation with not just those, but also community stakeholders to see what's most resonant in the groups of the people that we're trying to reach out to. So I would like to move to alter the motion to amend the motion. Can I get a seconder for that?
I don't support the motion to amend the motion. But I'd like to propose an alternative amendment. I think we need to be cautious and reasonable here in how we proceed or don't proceed. We should instead refer this motion to consult externally to a committee, a really nice big committee where everybody's voices can be heard. And that way we can determine the best amendment to the motion and determine who to consult with before we decide the color of the pamphlet. Can I get a seconder on that? All right, and that is it for this teaser of episode 307 of Seriously Wrong on the Simple Sabotage Field Manual. If you want to hear the full episode and get access to our entire back catalog of bonus episodes, our archived old episodes, and get access to our Discord server, lots of great conversations happening in there, you can head over to patreon.com/seriouslywrong. Sign up, just $6 a month. Help support independent left-wing content. We really appreciate it. It helps us keep the show going, and we couldn't do it without you. So thank you so much to everybody heading over to patreon.com/seriouslywrong right now to get the full episode. And we will be back soon with more. Thank you. Goodbye.